With extensive work being done on Centennial Drive this summer, some of the city's large-scale summer events, such as the Orillia Scottish Festival and the Orillia Waterfront Festival, may be on the move. At Monday's meeting, City Council approved an array of measures to allow some events to be hosted at Tudhope Park for the summer. Staff have worked closely with each of the event providers in order to identify alternative operating solutions due to the ongoing construction along Centennial Drive, which will impede access to our waterfront, said Marcia Russell, the city's manager of recreation services, at Monday's meeting. At city staff's recommendation, council opted to waive fees for events relocated from Couchiching Beach Park if the rental fees are higher at new locations, and approved a temporary prohibition on boat trailer parking at Tudhope Park. Council also allocated $50,000 for communication and signage on the changes and for minor upgrades to Tudhope Park in anticipation of increased special events. So far, the events slated to move to Tudhope Park this summer are as follows: Hike for Hospice, Spring Boat and Cottage Show, Orillia Scottish Festival, Rotary Lions Fun Fest. City staff are working with waterfront festival organizers to relocate a portion of the event to Tudhope Park, city staff said in a report to council. The Canada Day Festival, however, will remain at its usual location. Council waived the event's rental fees, and approved an additional $8,000 to provide increased security and shuttle service to and from Couchiching Beach Park. I think that the Canada Day Committee spent a lot of time. They are a registered charity, and to this point have operated independently of the city, and I have absolutely no problem in supporting, and enabling that festival to go forward this year, said Cown. Janet Lynn Durnford. The city is also working with smaller-scale events to find alternative locations in the city for the year, staff said. Phase 3 of the Centennial Drive project is expected to begin in May, with construction running through the summer. More may be read about the project here.